Good morning, Nachum, and good erev Yom Tov, everybody. And whoa, what a very special erev Yom Tov this is. And you're going to tell me that every erev Yom Tov is special, and you're right. But I'm going to tell you why Shavuos is exceedingly special, and not just cheesecake, as we'll get to later on. So first of all, let's start with the very second Rashi in the Torah. Torah begins, Bereshis, Bara Elokim. What does the word Bereshis mean? So don't tell me in the beginning, the second Rashi on the Torah says that the word Bereshis is found in conjunction with the Torah in Proverbs chapter 8, Pasuk 22, and Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, are called Reishis. So Bereishis doesn't only mean that in the beginning of creation, but why did God create a world in the first place? And the answer is for Am Yisrael, for the Torah. Wow. And this is further substantiated by the completion of the first week of creation, and the last verse in chapter 1 of Bereishis, Vayar Elokim es kol asher asah, Hashem saw all that he had made. V'hineh tov me'od, it wasn't good, it was especially good. Vayerev vayivoker, it was evening and day. Yom hashishi. And what does Rashi tell us? Thus sixth day. So Rashi gives two explanations. The first is, all the other days, it says Yom Rishon, Yom Echad, day one, Yom Sheni, day two, etc. It should have said Yom Shishi. It says Hashishi, the sixth day. So Rashi says, number one, Shehisno Imohem, Hashem made a condition with creation. All which he had created in 6 days, he said, there's a condition. Almanas, condition, Sheyakablu Aleihem Yisrael, that the Jewish people will accept. The five Chamishachum Shei Torah, the five books of the Torah. If we accept it, there's purpose for creation. And if not, there is no purpose for creation. Dover Achir, that was from the Tanchuma. Rashi quotes another interpretation that what does the sixth day refer to? The sixth day, not of creation, but Shishi B'Sivan. Please God, this coming Wednesday, Shishi B'Sivan, the sixth of Sivan, as what does that mean? On this day we receive the Torah, and therefore it's as if the world was created on this day. Whoa! So this is very, very special. And let me just add something very fascinating to that. In Yetz Hashem, in the Tfilos that we are going to recite on Shavuos, unlike Pesach, that we say Chagamatzos, Zman Cheruseinu, we commemorate something from the past. We were freed from Mitzrayim on Pesach. And unlike Sukkos, again, which is Zman Simchaseinu, the time of our rejoicing, because we rejoice how Hashem provided for us in the desert, gave us a 5-star hotel in the desert. When it comes to Shavuos, we are not commemorating something which happened almost a half thousand years ago only. No. It's Bayom Hazeh. On this very day, we came to Sinai. And what do we say? Zman Matan Torah Seinu. It's a time literally of the giving. The giving is being done now. Each and every year, we receive the Torah afresh and new. How exciting this Yom Tov is. So first of all, let's take a look that, interestingly, there are no specific halachos in the Torah for the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Oh, you'll correct me. And you're going to say that in the Musaf for Shavuos, yes, there is the bringing of the Shtei HaLechem, the two loaves of wheat. And as we pointed out, this is our graduation from barley on the second day of Pesach to wheat on Shavuos. So there is a biblical command that we did when we had the Beis HaMikdash, and we will do again when we have the third Beis HaMikdash. But it's not a personal mitzvah, it's a communal mitzvah, that there will be the korban mincha, the meal offering of wheat, the Shtei HaLechem, which is chametz, which is brought on the second day, which is brought on Shavuos. Now, interestingly, while there are no specific halachos that are unique to Shavuos, we do have minhagim. And I find that fascinating. Why? Because we're not only accepting the 613 mitzvos of the Torah, but we're even accepting the minhagim, the laws that we do, technically speaking, not because we have to do, but because we want to do. These minhagim have become an integral part of our existence, but it shows our great love for Torah. The first minhag, which is brought down in Siman Tov Tzadi Dalid, 494, is number one, the minhag of Lishtoach Asovim B'Shavuos B'Veis HaKnesses V'Habatim. And that is to spread greens, many flowers, greenery in the shul and in one's homes, Zecher L'Simchas Matan Torah, to remember the joy of Matan Torah, namely that the Torah was given in a desert. What grows in a desert? Nothing. But yet the Torah says that they had to have the 3 days of putting a boundary, Shloshes Yimei Hagbalah, 3 days of cordoning off the mountain, lest the animals should graze on the mountain. Why is that? Because Hashem liked the color green, and the Har Sinai was bedecked with grass, herbage. Wow, showing that accompanying the giving of the Torah literally in the desert was that the desert blooms. With Torah, a midbar can become a Gan Eden, lo aleinu. Without Torah, a Gan Eden can become a midbar. So that's the first custom of having greens, flowers on Shavuos. The second one is that we have ma'achalei cholov, and that is the eating of dairy on Shavuos. Now this is very important to know. It's a minhag, but it should certainly not supersede the character of Yom Tov. What does that mean? To have a dairy meal, fine. But for someone to say, whoa, it's a dairy Yom Tov, and I'll have 4 dairy meals, that would be wrong. That would be taking away from Simchas Yom Tov, which includes Basar V'Yayin, which includes having meat and poultry, having wine. So this is an important point. And it should not, I can't stress, and I'm not going to tell you how many, but I think that it's not fair for me to give a number, but at least 2 of the meals should be meat meals, at least 2, and others would argue with me, which is fine. But that's a very important point to keep in mind. So one reason for the dairy is because Moshe comes down from Sinai, and Am Yisrael say, wow, let's celebrate and let's have a barbecue. And Moshe says, sorry, you can't. I have new halachos to teach you. Number one, it's called shechita, that the knife, as to how we slaughter the animal, the knife has to be perfected without blemish. And there needs to be our utensils that have been used with non-kosher have to be koshered, purified, immersed in boiling water. So on a practical level, they could not have meat. So we remember and commemorate this aspect. Some commemorate it by having a dairy kiddush when they come home after being up all night. There is that other minhag of learning Torah all night, which I hope and pray that everyone in their respective communities will avail themselves of the different shiurim that are being given throughout the night, each person in accordance with their ability, how long, but that it should be an opportunity to grow in Torah, to realize, as we'll talk about in a moment, how special Torah is. Another practice, which I'm not necessarily recommending, but it is brought down by the Ramah, and that is, as we mentioned before, there was the Shtei HaLechem, the two loaves, so we know we always have Lechem Mishnah when we have a Yom Tov meal. We always have two loaves. So what's going to make this Yom Tov meal on the first day of Shavuos different? So the Ramah suggests, and I'm not, like I was saying, advocating this. If you think you're up to it, discuss it first with your wife, and then discuss it with your local Rav. But that is simply the following, that some have first dairy, in which case I recommend a plastic tablecloth, plastic plates, and plastic cutlery, and you have blintzes, sour cream, etc., and you cannot use the same challah that was used for a dairy meal with a meat meal. Oh, so after you've had the dairy, and either you wash out, rinse your mouth, take a little l'chaim, a little divrei Torah, clear the table completely, and then bring out another challah, to commemorate the Shtei HaLechem. And there's no bracha, you don't have to wash again, and another hamotzi, but this would be, as the Ramah writes, a remembrance of the quote, Shtei HaLechem. Okay, now, it's so hard to put in a few words the greatness of Shavuos, but let's try just to give a few sources. We'll start with the Gemara in Psachim Samach Vav Amid Beis Samach Ches, 68b, whereby the Gemara tells us that based upon two different psukim, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, how a person is to observe the Yom Tov, talking about first day of Pesach, the night everybody has the Seder. What about the first day of Pesach? What about the first day of Sukkos? So Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that you can basically have a relatively short meal, wash, and have a little something, and spend the entire day studying Torah on each of the holidays. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, we divide the day. Half the day for Hashem, half the day for us. You can really argue, is the morning when we daven for Hashem, or no, that's for us, but the afternoon when we eat our meal, that's for us, or that's for Hashem. That's a nice argument around your table which half is for whom. But the bottom line is, the Gemara continues and says, whoa, now guess what? Everybody agrees, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees, Ba'atzeres, that on Shavuos, Debinu Nami Lechem, that you have to have a nice festive meal. Why? Yom Shenit Nebo Torah. It's the day we receive the Torah. And Rashi tells us, what does that mean? It means that by having a festive meal on Yom Tov, you are demonstrating Laharos, you demonstrate Shenoach Umukubo, that you are so happy that Yom Zeh LeYisrael Shenitna Torah Bo. It's, once again, is Torah a burden or a privilege? That's it. Those are the two key factors. You can observe Torah because I have to do it. I have no choice. Or no, what a privilege it is to do it. Okay, further down in that Gemara, 68b, in Psachim, the Gemara tells us that Reb Yosef, on Shavuos, what would he do? He would prepare a very special kind of a festive meal, and he said, Ilav Hayuma, were not for this day, meaning the day of Kabbalah Satorah, the day that we receive the Torah, ayayay, listen to what he said, De Kogarim, which is causing the celebration of our having received the Torah, Kama Yosef Ika Bashuka, there'd be many Jews. I'd be no different from any other Jew, quote, any other individual out in the marketplace. Ah, what makes me different is that we, the Jewish people, receive the Torah. Now, this is something which, again, we're all familiar with the Medrash brought down at the beginning of Parsha Zos HaBracha, that Hashem is Sinai Ba, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to all the other nations, and they asked what's written. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you can't steal, you can't kill. And they said, no, we can't accept it. What do you mean we can't accept it? Every civilization has on its books, you can't steal, you can't kill. So what does that mean when they said they can't accept it? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, says very sharply, of course every nation has to have on its law books, thou shalt not. However, they are taking it because it is logical. It's a man-made law that I understand. If I'm going to steal from you, if I'm going to go killing people, then we can't have a civilization. But it's practical. Ouch. What does that mean? It means that the same way the law was made by man, the law can be overridden by man. Man feels that, Lo aleinu, I don't need this law anymore. I can override it for this purpose. I can rationalize, etc. Masha Enkein, which is not the case with Torah. When we received the Torah, we took it, not because we understood it, but literally, Naseh v'nishma, we're taking it and we're observing it because of Hashem who gave it to us. That's the reason why we keep Torah, that we have a greater privilege to understand more and more. Wonderful. But even that's the whole idea of the chukim, of the laws that we accept, like Shatnez and Paraduma and Kashrus. We observe these laws. Why? Because otherwise, what I understand, I do. What I don't understand, I don't do. Whoa! And that's the whole idea, that Kabbalah Satorah is, says Rav Moshe, that we're accepting the Torah beyond our understanding thereof. Non-conditional. It's all based upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, let's understand something. Every morning and every evening. What does that mean? Every morning, every night, before the Shema, there are two brachos. The first bracha is thanking Hashem for nature, meaning for the luminaries, sun by day, moon by night, etc. And the second bracha is about a greater luminary, and that is the light of Torah. And how do we introduce the second blessing every morning? Avo Rabo Avtonu, whoa, with an abundant love, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have shown your love for us. Chemla Gedola V'yesera Chomalta Aleinu, with exceedingly great pity have you pitied us, our father, our king, for the sake of our forefathers who trusted in you and whom you taught the decrees of life. Whoa. And so too we pray every day, may you be equally gracious for us and teach us. Whoa. That's it. We affirm every day before our recitation of Shema, every morning and every night, our acceptance, our adherence of Torah. And once we have this acceptance and adherence and love for Torah, then HaBocher Bamo Yisrael, God shows and chose Israel with love. And this love is accompanied by and through the Torah. So I have just scratched the surface. I hope that we are each appreciative of the phenomenal opportunity we have to say thank you, Hashem, for giving us on a daily basis. We say Birchas HaTorah every morning. Baruch Ato Hashem Nosein HaTorah. What does that mean? He gives. Whatever the reason, I have not yet been into the studying of Torah, don't worry about it. Start right now. Each and every day, there's another opportunity to come and grow with our understanding and our love and our observance of Torah. Wishing everybody a wonderful Kabbalas HaTorah, acceptance of Torah on a personal, on a national level. May we be privileged to the same Belibeinu, please, in our hearts, give us the understanding that we can get close to you. The same Chelkeinu B'Sorasecha, please allow us to fulfill our personal share. Amazing, each individual, when your soul was given over into your body, Hashem said, wow, this is what you as an individual can and will hopefully attain in your study and appreciation of Torah. May we each be privileged to fulfill our potential. Wishing Nachum and his family, and indeed all of Klal Yisrael, a special Yom Tov of Kabbalas HaTorah. When we read the Ten Commandments tomorrow on the first day of Shavuos, and when we read the Book of Rus on the second day of Shavuos, let us understand, it's not just that we are reliving a historical event, yes, but most important, it's personal and it's exciting for each and every one of us. Wishing a good Yom Tov to all.